go like that, and they kind of saw through at the end. One thing that you briefly mentioned, you dropped that you've kind of performed in 6 different countries. The big thing is, which is for so many DJs, the pinnacle of it all is performing in Ibiza, which you've done 3 times. Just 3 times.
Friends were like, yeah, we'll come, we'll drive. I'm like, drive to Berlin from Leeds? They were like, yeah, honestly, I do it every year. I go to Amsterdam every year, and it's just ace, honestly. They were like, why not? Let's do it. So Basically, the guy whose car we were supposed to be going in, he rang me the night before, and he was like, bit of a mix-up. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm kind of in France already. And I'm like,
are we going to get a theme tune by RK Swift?
Unbelievable, Ricky.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the podcast. Today, I am really excited because from what you don't know, apart from esteemed podcast host, I am also a DJ, otherwise known as DJ Morton.
I can't believe you brought that up straight away. DJ Morton, you are not a certified DJ. There's no way.
Mate,
for you
I
to...
am.
You've literally done like one prees. You've got a Spotify playlist and you think you're a big DJ. Oh, mate, go away with that.
Mate, I do all the prees. That was me. That was what I was known for. But anyway, we've got someone who is actually then. Okay, someone who is actually known for being a DJ. He's also a producer. He's from Leeds like me. And if I'm honest, if you're from Leeds as well, you've probably been to an event of his. He's an esteemed, really popular DJ. He's one half of RK Switch. It is Mr. Christian James.
Hello.
Then, lads.
How are we, mate?
Well, thank you. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem, mate. Not a problem. We're excited to have you.
I didn't know you were a DJ.
Oh, yeah. Mate, I've got my slogan and everything. Don't turn it down.
That's
the important.
Please don't let him indulge in this nonsense anymore. He is not a DJ, and don't let him. But he works at Vodafone, and let's get that out there. He's a failed actor, failed DJ, Vodafone seller. That is his title. Don't let him have anything else. But if you have been listening to the pod, you would have known that we had a very, very big birthday, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago?
Ricardo.
And if you were listening, you would have heard that we had a little present on the way for our resident DJ, DJ Morton, or if he wants to be known. And Christian, I would like to show you what I bought Denver for his birthday. Denver, here's the big reveal. Please stand up and show us what I bought you.
You stitched me right up here, Ricky. Right, okay, so let me show you this. This is ridiculous. I'm going to take my headset off here. So what he's got me is a football shirt. Can you see that?
It's
a football shirt with shrimps on it.
Oh, yeah, isn't
shrimps
it?
Shrimps all over it.
That's pretty cool, what?
I mean, it's great, isn't it?
If you're listening to this as a podcast, as we have gone visual now, you will see a football top with prawns covered all over it. Sorry, shrimps covered all
over it.
Yeah,
get it right.
I love how you're pre-wearing that. You were dying to get that T-shirt out.
He loves it. He loves it.
I low-key love it, mate. Low-key love it. Right, let's actually speak about you, Christian, because it was my birthday a long time ago, and we're here for you. So let's do the get-to-know-you questions, the questions we ask each week to get to know our guests a bit better. So, obviously, you're a DJ, Christian. So, my first question to you is, what is your biggest floor filler track? The track that you know, say, maybe the gig's not going well, or you're towards the end of the night, and you're like, right, I need to get everyone on the stage. What is that track?
Well, I'd say in the past year or so, the sets I play now is just simply music that I make.
Yeah.
Obviously, nice. We get booked as RK Twitch now, so, like, I'm like, since last March, I reckon I've made up to 100 tracks since the start of COVID. I've literally just been in the studio. I'm in my own studio now. This is where magic happens. But if I had to pick a one track of all time, it'd be Castles in the Sky by Ian Van Gogh.
That is a banger. What is that?
Ricky, for those who don't know it, can you sing it for us?
Castles in the Sky. Is that right? Is that right? I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm getting it confused with Pretty Green Eyes or Gas in the Sky.
Yeah, all that. I'm I'm a sucker for 90s trance, mate.
So tell me why many castles in the sky.
Denver, seeing as you're a DJ as well, what's your filler track?
My filler track? See, mate, I'm a bit more basic. Classic Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. They love it. The punters love it.
Right. Anyway, moving on swiftly from that horrendous thing. We're going to do a would you rather question for you, as we've been doing. So, Christian, would you rather never listen to music ever again or never watch films again?
Never watch films again.
What?
You're asking a DJ, mate. That's an easy one for a DJ.
But this is a film. We're talking about the film of your life. Are you not going to watch the film of your life back? Are you going to make it into
if it's about me, then obviously.
You're asking him to give up his job here.
Yeah, I know. I just thought he might have been, you know, I love films more than DJ, but clearly I was wrong.
Man, so the easiest would you rather ever there from Ricky.
Yeah, I know.
But finally, the big question of them all is, what is your favourite supermarket?
It's got to be Aldi.
Aldi. Confidence, straight up.
Takes the second point as well.
It's all about that centre aisle in Aldi where you don't know what you're going to find, but you just probably don't even need anything on that aisle, but you buy it anyways. In fact, I'll tell you what. I once bought a 12-foot swimming pool last year for $99.99 from Aldi.
From Aldi?
Listen, I'm telling you now, it was basically the start of COVID, you know, when people were queuing outside the supermarkets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got up bright and early on a Sunday morning, right? Which isn't normal for me. I'm normally getting at like 6, 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, right? And it was free in store, and I was the third person in the queue. And the awkward thing was me walking out of the supermarket with this swimming pool over my shoulder in this big box, right? And there was about 80 people in the queue, all queuing up for a swimming pool. And
I was going to say, in the summer, it was boiling as well. So you're rocking out with this swimming pool, just kind of with a smug look going, yeah, fuck you, I've got this.
I got home expecting, yeah, I'm going to go swimming today. Anyways, it took 11 hours to fill it up.
11 hours? Did you just fill it up from your tap?
Yeah, I have like from the horse pipe, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the horse pipe, but the thing is, I was literally like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm looking at it, scratching my head, thinking, why ain't this filling up? So I'm there with the buckets and that, trying to fill it up just to get like, because the sun was just about to set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, Aldi.
Aldi. Well, there we go. Point for Aldi.
Aldi's taking a strong lead now. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's going to be a recurring theme.
I was going to say, Ricky, at this stage, we should be getting like advertiser sponsors from Aldi.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way that we're promoting these.
We love Aldi. Come on, Aldi. And just before we move on to your film, obviously you're called RK Switch with your partner, Richard Weaponer. But I've made a... if you didn't know, we have now a theme tune to our podcast. And I've decided to make a dubstep remix to our track. And I was wondering if you would listen to it and possibly give me a DJ name. Because obviously we have the very successful DJ Morton sitting next to us. And yeah, I was wondering if you could, like, because obviously my name is Ricardo Alexander, but what I'll do is I'll share the screen and I'll play the track for you. And I was just wondering if you could give me a few tips, you know, on what you think we might need to do and stuff like that. So I'll just share my sound just there and I'll get it up right here. So can you see that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Right, here we go. So that's what we got so far. I was wondering what you thought of that. Is that going to go on your events anytime soon? Do you reckon? You reckon you can, you know,
give me the full track, man, and I'll play it at my first set.
Yes! Oh, look at that! Yes! Imagine thousands of people there after Corona. They're waiting for the big track, RK Switch.
The first track,
and then bang, you name it, coming out there.
Definitely. I tell you what, taking it back to the question when you asked me about what track would I play to get people hyped up, and I said Castles in the Sky, I might have to replace it for that.
Yes!
But any DJ names for me? Anything like that? Anything you can think of?
I don't know. That takes a lot of thought, you know. A lot of thought. I think it took me about 6 months to figure out the RK Switch name.
Ah.
Did you have any ones before RK Switch?
Say that again.
Did you have any names before RK Switch? Have you always been RK Switch?
Well, it was just Christian James, wasn't it? It was before I discovered Richard, I guess. Yeah. It was just me doing my thing. Just back then, it was just more for fun, really. It was just like where I mean, nobody back then when I don't know if you remember Reminisce. Do you remember the first event I ever did Reminisce? That's like 8 years, or 7-8 years ago now. Now Reminisce was like old school bassline music, similar to we involved dubstep, drum and bass, stuff like that, but the new sound of bassline kind of came into Leeds and nobody was doing it, so I was the first person to actually do that brand, like that sort of music. They were the days then.
Nice and easy. Right, so I tell you what we'll do then, we'll put it to the listeners. If you could think of a DJ name for my co-host, Mr. Ricky, email it in and or get us a little message sent on Insta and we'll get you a name, Ricky.
And DJ. What we'll do is we will release the track on YouTube as well. So if you want to listen to it, put it on your Spotify playlist. You know, listen to it while you're driving the car. Like, whatever you want to do, we'll have it ready.
Ricardo's a proper techno DJ name as well. Like, you've got Ricardo Villalobos and stuff like that. You've got some big names.
Exotic, but he's actually from Solihull.
Right, leave Solihull out of this. It's a beautiful place.
Right, shall we talk about your movie then, Christian?
Yes, let's get to the juicy part.
Right, so obviously each week we ask our guests to create a movie loosely based around their life. So first of all, we need to cast that movie. So obviously we've sent you the questions, you've had a think. Perfect, unbelievable. We love people who've done research. It proves it'll be a better movie. What we want to know first of all is, who is going to play Christian James and why?
Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Ooh. Huge. Controversial.
Why?
Just because there's a canvas of him in my living room. I'm going to be honest, lads. Like me and my girlfriend are obsessed with Sons of Anarchy. Anything that he's in. I mean, have you seen Green Street? Do you remember Green Street?
Yeah.
Have you seen? I never knew that he was actually the main character. And obviously, he's got a shaved head. Looks like a proper football hooligan. And then, like in Sons of Anarchy, he's just like this proper cool biker. I mean, every movie I've seen him in. I just he's just my favourite actor. I think he could play it well. I really do.
And who is it again?
Charlie Hunnam.
I can't say his surname. I can never say his surname. Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam.
But obviously, do you reckon he'll do a good Leeds accent? Do you reckon he could
he was born in Newcastle.
Oh, right? Really?
And he's actually born in Newcastle. If you actually hear his voice on an interview, he actually sounds pretty cringe because he's living in an America.
Yeah.
He's got a Geordie twang, but he's also very well spoken. And I don't know many Geordies who are actually well spoken. he can do accents. So I'm guessing he could do a good Yorkshire accent.
That'd be an important thing to you, isn't it? Because one thing about that kind of stands out for me, Christian, is you are a proud Leeds lad. Like I said in your introduction, you've done hundreds of events around Leeds and many people listening will have gone to and listened to your own music and different artists you've set up. One of the big things you've done, Church, which was one of the biggest nightclubs in Leeds. If you were a student in Leeds at the time, you were going there. Everyone went there. And you were invited to DJ the closing event. How was that?
It was good, but it was sad at the same time because Church was just an unbelievable. I mean, it were a venue in a church, man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't get much better than that. Like, I mean, it used to be called Halo back in the day.
Halo,
I don't know if you ever went, but Halo was just like the whole set out of the club was still sick, but it was... It had a full revamp when Church came, and the artists that went. I mean, Carl Cox played there. Carl Cox actually played there the weekend I played the closing parties.
Really?
They basically had like four parties in a row, and I actually played with Second City and Sonny Federa from Australia. But when we got the call for that, I mean, it's always a good call to to play for church anyways. Like, we played there. In fact, I actually put a few events on there. Yeah. But yeah, to play the closing parties of one of the biggest clubs in Leeds, man, it was
huge. Yeah, well, you've also done stuff like Mint Festival, which is one of the biggest festivals within Yorkshire. You've done that, 5 years? Clearly, there's this big impetus on kind of getting your following from where you're from. What is it? What is it about? Like, is it just you're proud to be from Leeds? Like, why is it so important to you to have that loyalty?
Well, a couple of years ago, Leeds actually got voted the best city in the UK for nightlife. And that was the year that I actually started taking my events to the next level. So I'm just trying to keep that going. It's killing me now, lads. I've got to be honest, like, with COVID, like, it's my passion to throw big, like, sick parties and that. And if I can't do that, I'm lost. I don't know what to do because I've been doing it for so long. So it is a big deal to me to just put sick parties on, man. There's no better feeling than having months and months of planning and getting that headliner you really want to book and getting it, being able to play with them people. And then on the night, you've got over 1,000, maybe even 2,000 people in front of you.
Just thousands of people there vibing all because of what you've done and what you said.
You always get that one drunk guy putting his arm around you. Christian, look at this out here. You've done this.
Do you know what I love about this conversation so much as well is that Denver has gone more Leeds in this conversation. he doesn't usually put on this accent, but now it's just like, oh, hi, I'm in Yorkshire.
I feel at home, mate.
Just sitting here with like a little bit of a Brummy twang, I feel a bit of an odd one out here. And maybe I should talk like this and be a bit like, hello, everyone, how's it going? It's not a bad accent. But obviously we spoke about, you know, who were playing in the film, but what do you reckon with the genre of the film would be, because obviously like music's going to play a massive part and like but what do you reckon is going to be like the main, like, what, how would it start for you, this film?
Right, so as for the genre, I'd say like a music drama, you know, like I'm a big fan of Eminem, so like 8 Mile, that's a film about his life coming, I mean, from the very very start to him hitting fame with his rap music. Like, another example as well is Straight Outta Compton.
Brilliant movie.
Dr. Dre and stuff. Like, I'm a massive, massive hip-hop fan. Like, to be fair, I'm even on with a couple of call. I can't mention who I'm collabing with, but I'm in the middle of making a few tracks with, like, a few...
Oh, can we not drop a name? No name drops.
I can't mention that now. I can't mention that now. I can mention the Bad Boy Chiller Crew.
Is another thing we were going to mention, because... Go on.
So it's kind of mad that, because Gareth Kelly, one of the lads in Bad Boy Chiller Crew, I actually know him, I've known him a few years, and it started with them. They were doing like funny videos on Facebook and that. They were getting millions of views, man, just on daft stuff they were doing. And he rang me one day and he's like, I need someone who can make me some beats. And I'm like, yeah, all right. He's like, I can't pay you, but I can give you exposure. We'll put RK Switch everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, cool. All right, I'll do it. I love making music. Why not? If a few million people see the name RK Switch, that's going to do us good. Anyways, I made this track for him. You might have heard it. It's called 450. Now, that track now has had over 20 million plays.
Yeah.
And they've just blown up. Like, they're playing the main stage at Leeds Fest. They're warming up for Liam Gallagher.
Like, unbelievable.
My music is going to get played before Liam Gallagher goes on stage. Like, it's...
Oh, that is mad.
It is, isn't it? Think of it. It is crazy. Like, the lead singer of Oasis playing... I'm just hoping that he's not a backstage...
He's not listening to it, judging it.
I'm not going on after this. What the hell is this?
This is it. See, personally, I didn't know much about Bad Boy Chiller Crew, and I had a look, obviously, knowing that you've done it. And yeah, millions and millions of listeners. Like, it was a proper big deal. And obviously, for you to get there, you've obviously done so much work to get there. So tell us a bit about the beginning. Like, how does it start?
The beginning of what? Of me?
Of you, and how are you going to start your movie?
Right, so the very, 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 very first day that I decided I wanted to do events and get into music, I was actually on an apprenticeship doing mechanical engineering, right?
Obviously.
Absolutely hated it, right? And if I could show you my college notebook, right, if I could find it, right, I'd be blown away. But basically, I've got this friend, Keanu, and we was in college together. I met him in college, and we were both into music, and we were both... going out every weekend and just partying pretty much. And I were like, do you know what? This ain't for me, this apprenticeship. I'm not about this. I was doing like minimum. If you remember back then, minimum wage on an apprenticeship. Yeah, we're coming out with like £100 a week.
Yeah, it was like 2-3 quid an hour, weren't it?
Yeah, it was absolutely scandalous. So I thought, we need to change, man. We need a sick place in Leeds we can go do events. So I was like, let's set up an event. So I did no work in college. No work at all. Right? But my college tutor hated me because I was asking my college tutor what he thought I should call my event and stuff, and he just didn't care. So we actually had a college notebook. We was designing logos, freehand, and originally we were going to call our first event Anthem. But when you think of the word Anthem, you think of like 90s music, you know, like really like legendary, like Fatboy Slim sort of stuff. But then I came up with the word Reminisce, and it kind of just stuck. And then we did the first event, and we sold 700 tickets on our first ever show.
Jeez.
And bear in mind, I was 17 years old when I did my first event, which, to be fair, thinking back, that's probably not legal.
I was going to say, you can't even go to the event that you've set up.
but to be fair, back then it was completely different to how it is now. I'm so glad and blessed that I actually started at such a young age, because I mean, I'm only 25 now, and I've actually played across like 6 different countries as well.
Yeah,
forgot to mention that.
Just pick that up.
You know what I mean? Throw that into it. It's a little conversation there. That's mad. I'm just absolutely blown away by some of the stories. And the start sounds so interesting. Just you going from working on this apprenticeship and then saying like, look, I want to go do this event. And the next thing is like, we were talking about how the film starts and where it goes, but like, what do you reckon is the plot twist? Because obviously there is so many big moments that have happened, like that we've got listed here, and we could go through all of them. But for you personally, what do you think is the one that stands out for you personally? Is that big moment, that plot twist that you reckon is the climactic part of the film?
Right. Well, it's I've got a couple.
Fire away. We've got time.
So basically, I see myself as two different people, right? Because there's not many people out there who do what I do, who do everything. So you might get just someone who DJs. You might have just one. Like, I've got friends who just DJ. I've got friends who just produce. I've got friends who just promote, like, their own shows.
Yeah.
I do it all. Now, my biggest thing recently that has happened that would be a big deal in the movie would be signing a record deal. I signed a record deal 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Oh, that's big.
Wow. Any names? Can we find out who? Can we get an exclusive on the show?
I can't say who with you.
Oh!
I can't say who with you. I literally signed it 3 weeks ago. So until that first release and when we release on socials, I can't. This is it, Ricky.
When we get actors on, they love talking about themselves. So they'll give away everything. Musicians, DJs, they keep cards a bit closer to the chest.
To do, mate. You've got to do.
Exciting things coming, though.
Yeah, man, definitely. So, yeah, the record deal, that's probably the main thing at the minute.
Is that going in? Is your big life changing? Is that when it kind of hit you? You went, wow. So, did you only have that moment recently?
I'll tell you how it came about. I can't tell you who the deal signed with, but I can tell you how it came about. So, basically,
go on.
Bad Boy Chiller Crew, right? It basically came off the work I did for them. So what happened was they obviously got signed. The tracks that I... Basically, this guy rang me last year and said, Christian, I'm managing Bad Boy Chiller Crew. I need you to sign the rights over to the music you've made. And I was like, why? And he was like, because they're getting signed. I was like, well, surely I get royalty. What's my problem? Like, anyways, they were like, well, we'll pay you out. We'll pay you out for it. So they paid me for the first album, right? I won't say how much, but they paid me for the first album. They basically, the person who signed the music, I'm going to end up slipping up and telling you about it.
That's all we're hoping for.
We're hoping that there's going to be a slip up.
Basically, that record label said to their manager who contacted me, who made this music? Who made this album? And he were like, oh, a guy called Christian from they're called RK Switch from Leeds. They were like, let's get in touch with him, see if he's got anything else, see what he's about and that. So these guys have looked into us. So I get another call off him. This was literally a month ago, if that. He said, Christian, it's I can't really drop names, but he said...
we'll call him Phil. It's Phil.
We'll call him Phil. Sorry, Christian, it's Phil. I'm just wondering if you're free for a chat at some point. Can I come to wherever you make music? I said, yeah, I've got a home studio. Come round. Obviously, it was middle of COVID and that as well. So, well, it wasn't lockdown, actually. It was just before this lockdown that came in. So he came round, basically showed him my music, and he was blown away how many tracks I'd actually made in lockdown. Because I've made over 100 tracks since last March. I'm in this room here.
Are these all original tracks as well?
Yeah. Like I don't agree with sampling other people's work. Like, I don't understand it. Like, if you're a music producer, be original. Make your own music, man. Just
well, it's something that is quite original. I don't. To be fair, I don't know if it is an original thing. But one thing I notice you do a lot on your Facebooks is you will just post looking for a female voice for this song. Yeah. If you've got anything, hit me up. Like, you are very much kind of a man of the people. You don't need the big names and things.
I just think if I can help singers who are trying to get there, then why not? Do you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Anybody can go to YouTube and download an acapella, like, say, Castles in the Sky, for instance. You can go on YouTube, Castles in the Sky acapella, make a beat, find out what BPM and key it's in, and write your own melody to it. That is so easy to do. But I'd never, ever... Don't get me wrong, I've made remixes for me to play out to clubs, because it kind of... People expect that, oh, I've heard this tune before, but then, because there's a twist on it, they think, whoa, what is that remix? But they're never, ever going to know it, because I will never, ever release it. But that kind of gives you... Like, it's kind of a mystery. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so yeah, I mean, original tunes for me all the way.
All the way. And to be fair, it's a lot of gratitude to you. You've taken advantage of the tough times that we're in, and you've utilised it by making a lot of music. And well, it looks like it's actually paid off. So unbelievable. Yeah. Right. So obviously, with you having so many things that you've kind of gone through on your journey, kind of distinguishing a main kind of plot twist and all of that is quite tough. So I think your movie's definitely going to kind of go like that and then kind of saw through at the end. One thing that you briefly mentioned, you dropped that you've kind of performed in 6 different countries. The big thing is, which is for so many DJs, the pinnacle of it all is performing in Ibiza, which you've done 3 times, just 3 times.
Yeah, only 3. Yeah, you know I mean, it's all right.
It's the party capital of the world, isn't it, man? It's just, you know what? My end goal is to live there, pretty much. That's my end goal. I want to.
You need to save some money.
Well, let's see how things go. Sometimes I dream and I'll be looking on Rightmove and I'll be like, oh, that looks nice. That looks nice. But,
Tell us a bit about Ibiza. What was that like to perform in?
It's just a mad place. It's just like, it's absolutely, the people, everyone's just so happy. Yeah. It's not like Britain where everyone's just miserable because it rains.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just another world, man. It's just like, you're DJing like through the day there, and it's just like, it's just busy through the day everywhere. We actually played Ibiza Rocks Bar, which were cool. Really cool. That were ram that. We actually headlined one of them. We got asked to headline one of them. So yeah, man, it's just you are right. For every DJ, it's just the place.
I'm gonna say Ibiza Rocks. Again, Ibiza isn't what I know about, but knowing from Ibiza Rocks, you've had even little DJs like Annie Mack, Trevor Nelson, that sort of field. It's been a bar for years that has kind of signified a DJ's career, hasn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the only thing with Ibiza is like, it's turned into this deep house, tech house scene, which is what we are about. But like, going back to the 90s trance, like, I'd love to experience Ibiza in the 90s. Like, that would have been another world. Like,
back when raving was the thing.
Yeah, when people just like didn't sleep for 7 days or something. Yeah. partying all the time, and it was just good vibes everywhere. But like, I've played places like Magaluf and that, and none of them have like a patch on Ibiza.
There's just that kind of special thing about Ibiza that's different to them all.
Definitely. Well,
you've also played in Germany. You've played in the capital of Germany. Before we started recording as well, you told us about a little town that you played in Germany as well. Tell us this story, because it's
which I'll tell you now. So basically, this promoter got in touch with me and said how much to book you, blah, blah, blah. And because this was maybe 3 years ago, I just said to him, do you know what? Pay my travel and my hotel. We'll call it. I mean, I've never played Germany before. I'd love to play Germany. So basically how that happened was he was like, right, we've looked at flights. We can get your flight from Leeds Bradford Airport to straight into Berlin. I'm like, cool, yeah, let me just confirm a few things. I'll get back to you. Spoke to a few of my friends, like one of them's a videographer, so he were like, yes, let's do an Arkiswitch on tour Germany video, which you can actually see on our Arkiswitch Facebook page. And basically, two of my other friends were like, yeah, we'll come, we'll drive. I'm like, drive to Berlin from Leeds? They were like, yeah, yeah, honestly, I do it every year. I go to Amsterdam every year, and it's just ace, honestly. So we're like, why not? Let's do it. So basically, the guy whose car we were supposed to be going in, he rang me the night before, and he were like, bit of a mix-up. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm kind of in France already. And I'm like,
what do you mean, bit of a mix-up? That's a bit of a big mix-up.
How'd you kind of end up in France already?
This is the story. He was talking to a bird or something. He went and met a bird, and he goes, I took a bird out. I said, in frigging France. In France. I said, we're about to set off in the morning and you decided to take a flight out to France. He's like, no, so what I've done is I've insured you on my car, pick it up from my mum's house and just stop by Paris and come get me. And I'm like, seriously, this happened, right? This was like 4 days before we had the gig, so we decided to make a good week of it.
Yeah.
So I rang Richard and I'm like, you're never going to believe it. Gareth's in France. And he's like, what were you using his car? I said, mate, honestly, don't even go there. So bear in mind, this is a big deal for us.
I was just about to say, you've got your big break. You're going, wow, we've got a gig in Germany. And your mates going, right, holiday to Germany, ticked off, perfect. Also, I'm going to make a trip by France and they can pick me up on the way.
but get this, it gets even better. So we drive. There's four of us in the car at this point. There's me, Richard, and two of my mates. One of them's the video guy. He's just videoing everything we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, from us driving from Leeds to Dover, getting on the ferry. Like, we were causing carnage on the ferry, man. It was absolute joke. So then, bear in mind, we got to France. I'd never drove on the other side of the road, right? Ever. Right? So this was just like, I'm just trying to mentally, all them lot are getting drunk and I'm just mentally preparing myself to actually get there safely.
Oh, there's nothing worse than driving with a load of people that are pissed in the car with you as well.
Exactly. So then we stopped by Paris, picked him up. Then he was like,
by Paris.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't even, honestly, this could go in the movie, man, because this is the
position.
So we picked him up. Then he was like, should we go? When's your gig? I said, oh, it's not for another 3 days. He's like, let's go Amsterdam. Let's just go Amsterdam for a night. I was like, right, okay. So we drive from Paris all the way to Amsterdam.
So you actually made a proper road trip of it?
Oh, mate, it's all... when you get a minute, watch our video. I'm telling you now.
We'll post it on our page as well for everyone to see what he's talking about.
So basically, we got to Amsterdam. We went on a night out in Amsterdam and we got absolutely ruined, man. Absolutely ruined. And I said to him, I threw in his car keys the next day. I was like, you're driving, mate. To Paris, to Amsterdam. Right, it's about time. Like, you bear in mind, it's his car as well. So from there, we wake up the next day. Then we go to Berlin. Now, the club in Berlin was just unbelievable, man. Like, Germans know how to party. They really do. Like, the lovers over there. We didn't know how to take it because... like English DJs, we didn't know like how what the scene was like. You're out of your
comfort. Yeah, we love this Arkiswitch, yeah.
Like the proper like people over here like two step and dance. They were proper jumping in air, proper going for it, like throwing pipes and throwing bratwurst at each other.
Have you got a following from Germany from doing the gigs? Have you got a following from other places? Doing like things in Germany, like have you got like a group that have kept in like following your pages and stuff like that?
Yeah, we've actually got a German group chat actually.
Really?
A couple of them. I haven't spoken to them in a while, but yeah. And then from there, we thought we was playing in a club, right, on the next show, which is in a place called Jerry. It was 5 hours away from Berlin. So I initially thought it must be southern Germany, but when you look on a map, Germany's big, man. It's a huge place. And it was actually literally about an inch away on the map, like literally. But it was like 4 or 5 hours. We're all dying in car because we had another. Obviously, when we play these places, we get riders. We were getting free vodka and everything, so everyone was just abusing it, right? So then we get to the place, and we thought we were going to go look at the club first throughout the day. What this guy didn't tell us is that it was a festival in a shopping centre.
What?
Honest to God, you, if you watch the video, you'll know what I mean. It was literally like playing in White Rose in Leeds. Or like, mate, I'm DJing, and I'm telling you now, there was about 10,000 people there. Like, this, there's a picture on my Instagram where I'm mentally preparing myself for this set, and I'm like, this is a big deal. And Rich is like, we've done so much like this, so, and I'm like, yeah, but there's 10,000 Germans in front of us.
I picture like you in a supermarket, but something like Meadowhall, and everyone's just doing the shopping. You're just going, Meadowhall, are you ready? Yeah. And they're just walking out like top man going, what's going on?
We was outside the top shop. Like, obviously, the shopping centre were closed. They weren't a big rave and just right. Like people going. But no, it was crazy, man. Like 10,000 people. That's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Unbelievable.
Like, right. If you mess up, right, we're going to be remembered as them English DJs who come to Germany and can't beat Max pretty much. But once we got into the swing of it, man, it was just like playing your own music to 10,000 Germans, man. It was crazy. It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Well, one thing that stands out of it all is within your movie that you've.
I mean, that is the story there. That's what I would want to see and just see, like, because that is just.
I want a movie. I just want a movie of the trip to Germany. Alone.
I just want to. Can I play myself?
Okay. We've never had that before, but if you want to.
Getting rid of Charlie Unman and you're playing yourself, that's absolutely fine.
I've been trying to think who'd play Richard because, I mean, he's got the big afro, ain't he?
Well, this is the big thing that I wanted to say is we can't go without mentioning Richard because by the looks of it, he's been a huge, huge influence in RK Switch, but also your own development. Yeah,
family, to be fair. I don't even look at him as a friend. He's like a little brother, to be honest, who I've kind of just taken under my wing and just shown him ropes. So he's a good, very good DJ.
How did it come about? Were you both just two different DJs and you had similar ideas? How did RK Switch happen?
I actually took the mick out of him about this and he's going to absolutely kick off when I tell you. But basically, when I was doing Reminisce years ago at Mint, it was like the go-to event one back then. It was just, like, we were selling over 500 tickets easy, like, straight away on them shows. And that was back when it was just me as Christian James, not RK Switch, wasn't even thought of. I didn't even know Richard then. And I got this message on our Reminisce Facebook page saying, "Hiya, pal, just to let you know, I've been to all your events and I really want to get involved. Have you got any spots open for promoting?" Anyways, back then, I let anybody get involved. And it was for the love of the music and the party. And if you're willing to come down and help us put a six show on, more the merrier.
Yeah, get yourself over, yeah.
So back then, I actually had a music studio that I used to rent, and we used to do like live streams every Friday night before we went to the event, and it just turned into the main party spot. To be fair, we actually ended up getting kicked out of that place for partying there too much.
the studio?
The landlord. But I'm not even kidding you, right? Just off topic, we had one of the Mint Fest one year. We had an after party at our Reminisce Studio HQ thing, and the room was probably this big in my studio. I don't know if you can see. And we had about 100 people down just partying in corridors. Bear in mind, upstairs, there's offices where people work Monday to Friday. And there's people just partying in this building. Just
dancing along.
Just dancing along. And then I didn't have a leg to stand on. When the landlord came to see me, he showed me CCTV footage and I could not get my sack up.
Surely the part of the landlord was going, do you know what? I want to kind of applaud it. But
I'll just pack my stuff and leave now then.
Yeah.
But back to Richard. Like, he was just starting DJing and he'd never played in a club before. And I said to him, look, I said, come down to the studio, jump on live stream first, see how you feel for it. Because I think when you're DJing to people on live streaming, people actually genuinely are listening to you. But when you're in a club and people are drunk and that, if you mess up DJing, it's not the end of the world, really. It's not. A good DJ knows how to recover themselves. Like, every DJ messes up from time to time. But if you can recover yourself and kind of slay it and get it back on track, then that's what I consider a good DJ. So me and Richard went on live. It went well. We were bouncing off each other. In fact, talking about Castles in the Sky, the first time we played together, I'll send you a video after this, of me and him like 6 years ago DJing, playing Castles in the Sky in the studio. Honestly, I packed the video. And then I think we had an event the week after and I said, do you want to jump on with me? And he was like, are you, really? Do you mean, am I ready? And I was like, listen, I'll walk you through it. And that's kind of how it started. He were playing on my sets, but we were telling the promoters to label it as our case, which, like, I've always been a big fan of duos, like Gorgon City, Manu Ling, people like that, Chasing Status, Rudimental, they've all got a few people within their, within their group. So, yeah, I think it's good. You've got two networks to promote to. You've got ideas flowing. So that's kind of how Richard came about, and it's just worked well ever since.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just so interesting. Just sit and listen to that. It was so interesting. But moving on, so we're talking about how this film is going to end, and like what is the next goal? And obviously, like, we're in a very, very weird time at the moment with Corona and lockdown going on. And we've got a note here saying that you organised the first socially distant, like the socially distant event in Leeds last August, and that was the first one in Leeds. And like, is this something that you're going to have to, like, change with your whole events and stuff like that? And what was that like as well? Because I can imagine that'd be weird for a DJ.
Right. So basically, I ended up on the news from that event.
Really?
Like, look north to the point where my mum was watching it, and then she was like, "Christian, you're on the news." And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, basically, how it happened was, because it's social distancing, we thought of the idea in a car park, August bank holiday. We'll get road barriers, and we'll make like three road barriers, like make a U sort of thing, six people in each pod sort of thing. We got it signed off by everybody, the council, environmental health, even fire brigade came down. All these people I had to get it signed off, right? So basically, we had the event, and it just have you seen Project X before?
Yeah,
yeah.
The kid was the event when his mum and dad are away on holiday, and it just turns into carnage, right? Have you seen the actual interview of the guy on the news and the news reporters? He's like,
the Australian lad, yeah.
Have you got anything to say to the people? Have you got an apology? And he's basically like, if you want a party planning, come to me. And I felt like that guy, right? I swear to God. So the police came down. Now, on that August bank holiday, it was Carnival. Carnival was on. So there was loads of events going on, but were classed as illegal raves. This is what the police called it, illegal raves. Which I don't agree with that term at all. So basically, within a mile radius, four illegal raves got cancelled, right? And they've got helicopter footage of thousands and thousands of people swarming to our event because it was in a mile.
Because they were closed.
So the problem, it got closed down. It got closed down after 6 hours, which I was absolutely gutted about. But you can't really annoy the council security came down and that, and obviously I need to stay in their good books as being a promoter, really. Do you know what I mean? So I was a bit gutted, but like look north came down, people were like news articles, there was a helicopter, there was thousands of people outside the venue. It could also go in the movie, to be fair. Yeah. I'm telling you, that was a big thing. So we was the first people to do it.
Well, there's one big prominent thing that always seems to be with your attitude, Christian, is you will always try anything. You like being the first, trying something a bit unique, doing the first event, being the first to kind of create a new style with Reminisce in your clubs. All of this, you like to put your own touch and kind of leave. I feel like it's like a dog pissing on a lamppost. You like leaving your mark. You like kind of knowing that.
I'm
going to stop that. Right. You put it as a dog going for a piss on a lamppost. You could have gone
territory.
Yeah, but you could have gone for, like, I don't know, like a pioneer, like Columbus, like finding America. But you've gone for, you're like a dog having a piss on a lamppost. I would be offended, Denver, what you've just said then. At least call him Columbus.
Christian, you know me, and you know that was very much a compliment.
Yeah, of course, man. Nah, like marking my own territories, that sort of thing. I don't know, I just like planning parties, man.
It's just like people being happy.
I want that on my grave. Yeah. Party starter, Christian James, party starter. That's what I want on my grave. I'm telling you now.
That's quite a suited way into it then. So how is it ending then? So are we going right up until there? Are we looking at where you are now, and is it going to be ending ambiguous?
I wish I could share more with you. There's so much coming up. Like, my end goal, I won't even say end goal, like, this is what I want in the next couple of years, is a music venue. You know, like Warehouse Project in Manchester?
Yeah.
They've got such a cool vibe going on. Like, they've got this big warehouse, and it's literally, it's going back to the illegal rave, it's like an illegal rave from 90s, but it's actually legal sort of thing. I want a warehouse for Untold Sound to take Untold Sound from an events company to a music venue. And then if that goes well, that's when I want to take it to Ibiza and open a venue there too. That's my end goal.
So the movie starts in a schoolroom, in a nice, dark, in horrible little dark classroom, doing your mechanical engineering. And then it ends at Ibiza with thousands of people on the beach listening to RK Switch.
Me shipping pina colada in my villa in Ibiza.
Yeah. With DJ Morton on support.
Yeah, DJ Morton.
and we've got, yeah, DJ Ricardo with the remix of the...
One hit wonder Ricky.
One hit wonder, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I could be Wonder.
So that's what you could be called, Wonder Man.
Wonder Man. Honestly, if we get that... if we get that song played anywhere, I'll be so happy. Like, honestly, if that goes anywhere, I'll love that.
Yeah, send me it, and how long is it?
Could you improve it? So it's about a minute and a bit. We thought you could definitely improve this track. You do all your work originally. Could you create us a better jingle?
Go on.
I've got so I'm not sure if you know this. We've mentioned it on every podcast beforehand. Me and Denver were in a musical together, which I wrote. So I've wrote a few songs for a musical that Denver sang. If I was to send you like a clip of that musical, could you make that into a dubstep?
Yeah. Put that into the jingle as well.
What exactly have you got? Have you got like audio samples that you've already made, or what have you got to give me?
Well, I can literally sit down and like play it on the piano myself and just send a link across to you.
You send me the melody that you've got. Right, and let me know what speed you want. Just tell me what you want, then I'll put something together for you.
Are we gonna get a theme tune by RK Switch? Unbelievable, Ricky! Unbelievable! Your barbershop quartet could do one, mate.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, this is bit. If we, I'm literally after this, I'm going downstairs practicing, getting it across the Denver. This would be unreal. But I think we talk about music so much, but we need to find what is the defining song of this film. Like, what's the soundtrack, or what is your Bond song? Like, what is the one song that you reckon will play a prominent moment there?
Well, obviously, if we're looking at the future, I've got so many tracks that I've got coming out. Like, I've got a track called Remedy. I've got one called Take Me for a Ride. I've got one called Right Now, which are probably my best tunes that I've made. Obviously, I'd love to show you right now, but
all the exclusivity, Ricky, right? Big name.
I've got to say, obviously, it's got to be one of my own, I guess.
Yeah. So would it be kind of like your own soundtrack going out throughout the whole movie? It's got to be, hasn't it? You've not sat and made hundreds of songs for no reason.
No, definitely, it's got to. It's like go back to 8 Mile. All the song through there is Eminem's tracks.
Exactly, mate.
You know what I mean? It's just exactly the same, I guess. Just electronic music, not rap
Absolutely.
Music.
Absolutely. So this movie phenomenon. So we've got it all set up. We've got Charlie Unman. Well, no, sorry. We've got you playing it. You're playing it yourself. We've got from the start of the mechanical engineering to that ridiculous story, traveling to Berlin. We've got performing in Ibiza, doing closing nights at festivals, all of this. How do we sum this up? What is the title of your movie?
So I was thinking, RK Switched.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Like, with a picture, like the front of it could be like just, I was thinking, do you know what I love? Like them really cool old retro photos where somebody, you know, like the girls on the rollerblades who was holding an actual stereo on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like maybe one of us holding, like proper Kevin and Perry style, like me. Do you know what I mean? Arcade does a B for us, something we'll do, like we'll remake Kevin and Perry or something like that.
Oh, that's unbelievable. So RK Switched, starring Christian James himself.
I tell you what, I would watch this film. I can we get this produced? Get this as a Netflix original, and I would be all over this. Like, because this
we'll get this written and produced.
How do you even go about doing that? That's more your sort of thing. How would you even go about doing that?
I mean, we'd have to write a script and then send it across.
Is that over? Maybe when times are a bit easier, we could do like a trailer of the movie and we could kind of put something together.
I'm all for that. I think that'd be cool, man. I really do.
And wow, so we're getting a new track, Ricky. We're getting a new intro. That'd be unbelievable.
We're going to get...
What sort of vibe on the track? Like, what sort of genre are you thinking? Because
do you know what? All the premises, we need it to be like a jingle, like a theme sort of thing. So it needs to be happy, needs to be feel good, have a bit of vibes.
Like the original one that I got is basically I got really bored and went onto the website Fiverr, and I just bought a barbershop quartet to sing the You Name It with Denver and Ricky. So it's 5 seconds long, and then we just changed it and edited it from there. And then, so if we send that bit across, you have full range to do
full
like,
whatever.
If you've got the stems, don't just send me the full audio file. Actually send me the stems, like each individual instrument.
Yeah.
So I can put mine... I mean, I can do a remix on what you could send me, but if you wanted a proper like original start to finish... with the stems you've got, then I'd need them audio samples.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, you get them to me, mate.
We will make it happen.
And, yeah,
well, and it, oh. we're going to have to, because you have so many excited things planned that when we do further episodes, it'd be great to get you back on when we can actually talk about these in a bit more detail. And I've been blown away. We haven't even mentioned half the stuff. You've had your songs played on Radio 1. You've averaged around 5,000 listeners on your SoundCloud each week. Mm. And most importantly, you have become star of this podcast, mate.
I appreciate getting you. Do you know what? I've got to be honest, though. It's got to be nice, because the past year has been awful, man, with COVID. It's been horrible. Like, not doing, like, being told you can't do what you want to do. And it's not like most people know what they want to do. Like, I know what I want to do in life. This is all I want to do. So, I mean...
And I think that's something that needs to be mentioned. Like what Ricky said with Daryl finding work within his acting. You as a DJ, you've been told you need to retrain and find a new job because it's not looking like this is going to be changing anytime soon. Now, an actor can do things, all of this. A DJ... A musician could even do different things, but a DJ, they rely so much on the people, the fans, and kind of the events within it. Like, so the fact that you were using your initiative to create an event and you're still creating hundreds and hundreds of music.
While we're on this, I haven't released it yet, but it's not really an Arcade Switch thing, so I can mention it. So basically, I've got a web developer on with designing me a subscription site for audio samples, so people pay $4.99 a month and they get 150 free royalty-free downloads on samples to make their own music with. I don't know if you've heard of Splice before. Splice. So basically Splice, you pay $7.99 a month and you get samples, so a drum, like you'll get a drum pack, you'll get like some bass loops, vocals. But that's more of an American company. So like their deep house is like actually EDM. It's not like what we consider deep house. So I'm doing like a British based audio sample site where you subscribe to it. But the good thing about that is I make the samples myself. Yeah. It's not like I have to. And I've got friends on board. Like I've got so many talented producer friends who are trying to make a name for themselves. So I'm saying release your own pack on this. And Joe Blogs in LA or Joe Blogs in whoever in the world, if they stumble across this, can make music from your samples.
Unbelievable. Literally, so your finger is in the
pie. There's so much going on.
This man doesn't stop. This man does not stop.
I mean, like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, we could speak to you for hours, Christian. We could
literally, I'm so intrigued and I'm so excited to get this song. Like, I'm so, honestly, you don't understand how buzzing I am for this. I'm going to get everything across to Denver and he'll send it across to you. Yeah. That'll be sick. Yeah. And so, I think this is the end of the show at the moment. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Mate, honestly, thank you, because we could speak to you for hours. Some of these stories could be movies in themselves, man. So thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and anytime, you're welcome back anytime to talk about further
balloons. Yeah, well, I was thinking, I appreciate you lads for reaching out to me and getting me. It's been nice to actually talk about it, because like I say, it's been a bit of a low year, so it's nice to look back on what I've actually done. But next time,
I'll get Richard down, and have both of us here.
Yeah, oh, it's unbelievable.
That'd be unbelievable. That'd be so interesting. Yeah, I'm
we'll
so,
get his stories. We'll get his interpretation of Germany.
That'd be great. That.
When after Denver, I'm gonna link you the video of Germany. Right, just watch it, because it's just crazy.
And we were gonna have to post this video onto our socials as well.
Yeah,
because it sounds like a journey in itself. But Christian. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, mate, for coming on. And it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you. Got it. So that's the end of episode 4 with Christian. I have to say, it was a brilliant podcast. It was lovely to sit down and chat with him. And I just want to say a massive thank you for him coming on. And if you want to go follow him on any social media, we will link it all in the description below. And if you want to go follow us on Instagram, it's younameit.pod. And if you want to send us some emails, any questions you've got or any guest ideas, send it to younameit.pod@gmail.com. Now, Denver has left me in charge of this outro. So I will say, go listen to the rest of the podcast on the channel. There's 3 episodes, including this one, to go and listen to. Like the channel and subscribe. But I thought I'd end a bit differently. I thought I'd end with some poetry, which I got in a book for my birthday. So I'll read this to you now. Roses are red. My name is Dave. This poem makes no sense. Microwave. And that's the end of the You Name It podcast episode 4. And we will see you next week. Bye.